Hallelujah, peace to all.
在这个礼拜的读经进度里面，有到约翰福音十五章。
In this week's Bible reading, we've been reading Book of John, chapter 15.
今天晚上就用多结果日这个题目，我们来看约翰福音的十五章。
So using the topic, be more fruitful, we'd like to study from chapter 15 of the book of John.
在约翰福音里面有七个，主耶稣有七个自我介绍。
In the book of John, Jesus introduced himself in seven different instances.
那每一次的自我介绍都有它不同的目的。
In every one of these self-introductions, it has its own purpose.
Yeah, 也就是要解决我们人类不同的问题。
It is to help take care of the problems that we have encountered.
所以主耶稣来就是要帮助我们解决我们人生的问题。
So Jesus came to take care of the problems that we have in life.
那在十五章里面，主耶稣自我介绍说我是真葡萄树。
In chapter 15, Jesus here said, I am the true vine.
那如果主耶稣是葡萄树，那我们是什么？
And if he is the vine, then what are we?
我们看第五节。
Let us read verse 5.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。 这人就多结果子，因为离开我，你们就不能做什么。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
这里主耶稣说他是葡萄树。Jesus
said here, he is the vine.
那我们是枝子。And
we are the branches.
那主耶稣要帮助我们多结果子。
And it is through his help that we can bear much fruit.
这个多结果子，果子是具体的，是看得见的，是可以享受的。
And these fruits, these are quantifiable. These are fruits that we can pick and enjoy.
也就是我们生活会有很具体的改变。
That is how we can see a true change in our life.
这个就是主耶稣要帮助我们的。
And this is what the Lord will help us do.
那离了我，你们就不能做什么。And
here says that without me, you can do nothing.
如果没有主耶稣，我们就不能结果子。Without
the Lord Jesus, we cannot bear fruit.
如果没有主耶稣，我们人就很难改变自己。And
without him, we cannot change ourselves.
因此，在十五章的第一节，主耶稣特别说：“我是真葡萄树。”
So in chapter 15, verse 1, he says that I am the true vine.
为什么要加一个真?
Why does he have to add this adjective true?
这个真就是一种分别。
And so this true means that there is a distinction.
就是这个葡萄树跟其他的葡萄树不一样。
True vine is distinct from other vines.
那不一样在哪里?
And what is the difference?
我父是栽培的人。
Difference is that my father is the vine dresser.
其他的葡萄树都是野生的，只有这一棵葡萄树是天父栽培的。All
the other vines are wild and grows by itself, but only this one is groomed by the Heavenly Father.
所以这棵葡萄树才能够真的帮助人多结果子。So
it is because of this fact that this true vine can help us be more fruitful.
而且能够结好的果子。
Help us to bear good fruit.
那这样比起来，其他的葡萄树就很难帮助人结果子。So
in comparison, other vines will not be able to help us bear fruits.
所以世界上有很多的宗教，都是自称他要帮助人变成好人。In
this world, there are many religions that claims to help us improve ourselves to be a good person.
但是如果我们看主耶稣讲，离开我，你们就不能做什么。
As the Lord Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
如果没有主耶稣的帮助，人是很难改变自己的。Without
the Lord's help, as men, we cannot change ourselves.
因为人的罪性，这个很难改变。It
is difficult to change our sinful nature.
这个罪性是一种权势在控制人。Sinful
nature, it is a powerful source dominion over us.
那这个罪性怎么解消？
And how do we extinguish this sinful nature?
这个不只是说下决心而已。
It's not only by our determination.
这个罪性需要有更良善的本性来把它充满，来把它改变。
But it requires the goodness of our human nature to extinguish it.
那个更良善的本性就是神本身。
And that goodness, that righteousness is from God.
所以在哥林多在彼得后书里面。
So as recorded in 2 Peter.
我们看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4. Chapter 1, verse 4. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promise that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is the world through lust.
这个地方说神主耶稣将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
Here the Lord has given us exceedingly great and precious promises.
有时候我们在听人见证信耶稣有多好。
We hear testimonies about the goodness of believing in Jesus.
那常常都听到人讲的都是身体上的、物质上的、金钱上
的。And the goodness that we receive is all in the material sense.
这个是最容易感受到的。
And these are the material blessings that are most easily experienced.
但这不是最宝贵的。
But these are not the most precious.
最宝贵的是钱买不到。
What is the most precious is something that money cannot buy.
也就是说不能够标出一个价钱。
That is that we cannot put a price tag on it.
那就是又极大的应许，这个极大就是世界上没有办法比较的。
And these exceedingly great promises, that is, things that are incomparable.
那这个是什么？
What are these?
就是跟神的性情有份。
That is to be partakers of God's divine nature.
那神的性情在哪里？
What is God's divine nature?
在主耶稣基督的身上。
It was fully manifested on Lord Jesus.
那跟神的性情有份就是被神的性情来改变我们的罪性。
To be partakers of the divine nature is to allow him to change our sinful nature.
也就是我们能够活出跟主耶稣一样的生命。
We can live a life just like the Lord Jesus.
那这个叫做多结果子。
Then we can bear more fruits.
好，那在彼得后书第一章，刚刚我们读的有说，从情欲来的败坏。
So that we can escape the corruption from the world of lust.
如果我们看这个英文败坏叫 corruption 就是腐掉、腐败。
So corruption means the degradation of our soul.
每个地方都有腐败的地方。
We see corruption in all areas of the world.
只是用不同的程度、不同的表现方式。
It is just a matter of degree and different types of manifestation.
那人会腐败，主要原因是因为情欲，英文就是罪性。
The corruption of our soul, it is because of the lust and sins.
所以挪亚那个世代人头脑整天想的都是恶。
In the time of Noah, people's minds were filled with sins.
这个就是罪性。
So that was their sinful nature.
那接下去，他们的生活就充满着罪恶。
And then their lives were full of sins.
这个就是败坏。
And so this is the different stages of corruption.
在很实际的生活当中，可以看到人已经败坏。
In everyday life, we can see how man has corrupted.
因为人里面那个性情是罪性。
Because our nature has turned to sin.
那这个罪性改变成为神性，这个就是又宝贵又极大的应许。
So it is through this great and precious promise that we can be converted into this divine nature.
这个才是信耶稣最宝贵的地方。
So this is the preciousness of being a Christian.
这是没有办法用钱买的，这是世界上没有办法比较的。
This is something that money cannot buy. This is something that cannot be compared to in this world.
那有时候我们常常觉得我们自己，为什么我信耶稣这么久，好像我没有什么改变？
So why is it sometimes we feel that we believe in Christ for so long, yet we do not experience change?
圣经讲说什么多结果子，好像我自己都没有那个感觉。
It seems like we do not have the feeling that we are bearing more fruits.
好，那我们就回来看约翰福音十五章。
So if we turn back to John 15.
约翰福音十五章。
John 15.
第四节。
Verse 4.
下半句说，枝子不藏在葡萄树，自己就不能结果子。
Unless it abides in a vine, then you cannot bear fruit.
那你们不藏在我里面也是这样。
So if a branch cannot bear fruit, if it is by itself.
可见说我们如果像一个枝子不能结果子，因为不藏在主的里面。
So a branch cannot bear fruit unless it is abiding in the vine.
那从第五节他就正面讲，藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面，这个人就多结果子。
So in verse 5, in a positive fashion, Jesus said that if you abide in me, then he will bear more fruit.
所以关键在这里，为什么我们信主有的人能够改变很多，有的人好像没有什么改变。
So the key in being able to change ourselves after we believe in Jesus is here in verse 5.
因为有的人是藏在主耶稣里面。
Some of us, we always abide in the Lord.
那主耶稣就藏在他里面。
Then Jesus will abide with us.
那这个人就多结果子。
Then we are able to bear much fruit.
那什么叫做藏在主耶稣里面？
What does it mean to abide in him?
我们来看第七节。
Verse 7.
请。
Verse 7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
这里说你们如果藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你里面。
If you abide in me, my words abide in you.
可见这个藏在主耶稣里面是指着神的话。
And so, that means to abide in the word of God.
我们常常来领受神的话。
We often come and receive the word of God.
然后用神的话来修剪自己，来改变自己，来调整自己。
To use the word of God to examine ourselves, to adjust our daily lives.
我们看第二节。
Verse 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit.
然后第三节。
Verse 3. You are already clean because the word which I have spoken to you.
这个地方讲凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使果子结果更多。
Those who bear fruits, he prunes, that it may bear even more fruits.
如果我们有去过大概 Bakersfield 那个地方还有很多的葡萄园。
If we been to Bakersfield, there are many vineyards there.
它这个产葡萄的季节过以后，要把所有的旧枝子都剪掉。
And after the harvest, all the old branches must be trimmed and pruned.
然后新的枝子就生出来。
So that in the next season, the new branches will grow.
那新的枝子就长很多的葡萄。
Then on the vine, we can see many grapes.
所以这样看起来，我们人的观念思想常常要用神的话来修剪。
So we need to use the word of God to often prune and trim our thoughts and our perceptions.
把旧的观念、旧的想法、旧的生活方式把它剪掉。
And to take away and to trim all these old and outdated concepts.
那个叫做脱去旧人。
That means to put off the old self.
那也叫做耶利米书的拔出、拆毁、毁坏。
And that is according to Jeremiah, to pull out, to destroy, and to put away.
那旧的剪掉了，那个新的才会发出来。
And when the old has been trimmed away, then the new will grow.
所以要多结果子一定要常常用神的话来对照自己，然后改变自己。
Therefore, in order to bear more fruit, we must often use the word of God to reflect upon our lives.
一生的果效是从心发出来的。
All the issues of life come from our heart.
我们心里面对自己有新的认识。
If we have a new and better understanding of ourselves,
我们对自己有新的调整。
If we make new adjustments in our lives,
我们就发现生活有新的表现。
We realize that in our lives we have something new.
那这个叫成长，这个叫结果子。
So this is growth. This is to bear fruit.
所以这个会结果子应该是指着我们人一直在改变。
So to bear fruit, it means that we are constantly changing.
在不同的季节结不同的果子。
In different seasons, we bear different types of fruits.
那如果我们一个人都没有改变
，If we do not change ourselves,
去年跟今年一样
，If we are the same last year and this year,
明年跟今年一样
and we're the same next year.
啊，那这个没有改变，就是没有在成长，没有在结果子。
If we do not change, that means we're not making progress. We're not growing and bearing fruit.
哦，所以藏在主耶稣里面，就是指着他的道理。
To abide in the Lord means we abide in the Word of God.
哦，所以有时候我们要常常去读，去想神的话。
We need to often read and to meditate upon the Word of God.
甚至有时候我们在听道理哦，听了很久，忽然间有一次我们常常听的道理忽然听懂了。
And as we listen to sermons, perhaps one day we will come to the realization that we fully understand the truth.
那在那一件事情啊，我们听了好几年，在那一次我们才真的觉悟过来要改变。
After listening to the same message for many years, and in that instance, when our hearts are open, we will make the change.
也就是在那一次，我们用神的话修剪了，把我们的旧我的想法剪掉。
And in that instance, that is when we use the word of God to prune ourselves, to trim away our old ideas.
啊，比方说，啊，有时候我们常常在想，我需要做一个谦卑的人。
For example, we attempt, we strive to be humble.
那没有神的话，什么叫谦卑？
But without the word of God, without the word of God, what does it mean to be humble?
那我们就自己去看了，自己去想。
So we will try to examine ourselves.
啊，谦卑就是别人夸奖你，你一定要，啊，说啊，感谢神。
Humility means that when you are praised, you give glory to God.
那谦卑就是不要夸耀自己。
Humility means to not boast.
哦，那这个是我们用想的。
And so this is our theoretical understanding.
那有一天我们进神的话里面去了解。
But as we read into the Word of God.
哦，什么叫谦卑？
What is humility?
跟主耶稣一样就是谦卑。
That is to be like the Lord Jesus.
哦，那什么叫跟主耶稣一样？
What does it mean to be like Jesus?
哦，他往下降。
That is he lowered himself.
哦，从神降为人。
From God he became man.
从人降为仆人。
For man, he became a servant.
所以他可以洗人的脚。
So he was willing to wash his disciples' feet.
这个叫谦卑啊。
So this is humility.
所以我们在世界上，不论我是谁。
In this world, no matter who we are.
我们来到教会，往下降。
As we come to church, if we strive to lower ourselves.
能够去服侍人。
To serve others.
哦，这个叫谦卑。
So this is a sign of humility.
哦，那我们知道了啊，然后把过去观念修剪掉了，那我们生活就。结谦卑的果子。
If we can come to this realization and put away our old concepts, then we can bear fruits of humility.
那主耶稣再往下降。
Jesus lowered himself even further.
就降为罪人。
He became a sinner.
所以他存心顺服。
So he was submissive until the end.
以至于死。
To the point of death.
其实他没有罪啊。
Yet he was sinless.
那因为是神的旨意，他就去做了。
By the will of God, he obeyed.
哦，所以到最后我们就发现，谦卑就是没有自我。
So at the end, we realize that humility is to be selfless.
啊，神要我做什么，我都做。
We do whatever God wants us to do.
对神无条件的顺服。
The unconditional obedience.
那这个叫谦卑。
So this is humility.
哦，所以如果大家都很谦卑，你会发现，哎，教会大家都在服侍人，教会非常很顺啊。
If every one of us can be humble, we realize that the church is very harmonious.
哦，那这个就是结果子。
And so this is a type of fruit.
那没有神的道在我们里面，我们真的想不出来什么叫谦卑。
Without the word of God, we do not know the true meaning of humility.
哦，所以如果我们真的变成很谦卑
，So if we can truly be humble,
就发现我们来到教会就会高举主耶稣。
At church, we will uplift the name of God.
就是要让人在我身上看到主耶稣。
To allow others to see Jesus in us.
不是要表现自己，让人来认识我。
Not to manifest and to uplift ourselves.
我在生活上就有一些不同的表现。
So in our lives, we'll find different. Our actions will be different.
所以藏在主的道理里面，我们就会结果子。
If we abide in the word of God, we will bear fruits.
那第二个当然就是在神的爱里面。
And second is to abide in God's love.
好，我们看15章。
Let's turn back to John 15.
第九节。
Verse 9. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love.
这里说，我爱你们，就好像父爱我一样。你们要藏在我的爱里面。好， 所以要结果子、要藏在主耶稣里面呢、就是常常在主耶稣的爱里面。
So to be able to bear fruit is to abide in the Lord,、which means to abide in God's love.
好，那我们先来看、哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第、三章
，Chapter
3，12节跟13节
，Verses 12 and 13. Verse 12. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved.Put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you also must do. 14. But above all things, put on love, which is the bound of perfection.
所以我们从十二节就看到很多的美德。
Verse 12 talked about many virtues.
怜悯。
Mercies.
恩慈。
Kindness.
谦虚
humility,
温柔
meekness,
忍耐
long-suffering.
然后到的十三节
in verse 13,
彼此包容彼此饶恕
bearing and forgiving one another.
那这一些美德就是、结果子那个果子实际上的表现。
All these virtues are、spiritual fruits.、
那这个美德从哪里来
?And、what is the origin of these virtues?
十四节
Verse 14.
爱心是联络全德的。
But above all, it is through love which is the bound of perfection.
所以这个爱心就是把怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐、饶恕，全部都把它串起来。
So it is through love that we can put link together all these different spiritual virtues.
好像那个珍珠项链中间里面有一条绳子，这样把它串起来。
It's just like the strand that links all the pearl necklaces pearls together.
可以挂在颈项上变成装饰。
It become a pearl necklace that we can wear.
因为一个人有爱心呢。
Because of love,
就有怜悯。
We have mercy.
有爱心就有恩慈。
We have kindness.
有爱心就会谦卑。
We have humility.
有爱心就会温柔。
We have meekness.
有爱心就会忍耐。
And long suffering.
所以藏在主耶稣的爱里面，生活就有很多很多这个美德跑出来。
So if we abide in the love of God, we will exhibit all these different spiritual virtues.
那这样叫多结果子。
And these virtues become our spiritual fruits.
当然第三个藏在主耶稣的爱就是藏在他的圣灵里面。
And the third is to abide in the Spirit of God.
就是常常祷告
，That's to pray often.
被圣灵充满
，Be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候我们常常想说，祷告要祷告多久
？We often ask, how long should we pray?
这是一个常常我们在想的一个问题。
This is a question perhaps we ponder often.
那如果说十五分钟
，If we say 15 minutes,
半个钟头
，Or if we say 30 minutes,
那我们就弄个闹钟，我今天祷告半个钟头，我今天灵修完了。
We put on a timer, we pray 30 minutes, and that we complete our spiritual cultivation for the day.
那这样的灵修变成一种很形式化、数字化、表面化。
And so this type of cultivation becomes very mechanical, very superficial.
那到底要祷告多久
？So how long should we pray?
圣经找不到。
The Bible does not tell us.
但圣经有一个目标。
But there is a goal that the Bible has set for us.
就是要祷告到圣灵充满。
We must pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以如果时间很多，你就不需要设时间就是一直祷告到圣灵充满。
If we have a lot of time, we don't need a timer. We just pray until we are filled by the Holy Spirit.
或者祷告到我们身体上已经你觉得没有办法再继续。
Or if we pray until that we can no longer continue physically.
看哪一样先到。
So whichever comes first.
那如果我们祷告三十分钟，我们就没有办法集中精神。那下一次，下午再祷告。
If we pray 30 minutes and we can no longer concentrate, then we should stop and resume later.
那一次祷告到我们被圣灵充满。
And we need to continue to pray until being filled by the Holy Spirit.
那我们这个里面的生命就被圣灵把神的性情充满在我们里面。
So that God's divine nature can be filled within us.
那我们这个人渐渐就觉得我们自己会改变。
And we feel that our life, our spirit has changed.
那别人也可以看出我们在改变。
And this is also can be seen by other people.
这个叫做枝子多结果子。
And so this is the essence of bearing more fruits.
这是主耶稣给我们一个信仰生活努力的目标。
So this is a goal of our spiritual pursuit.
所以 如果我们在真耶稣教会信耶稣
，If we believe in Jesus in this church，
我们有非常好的条件。
We have very good prerequisites。
第一个，我们教会真的有纯正的圣灵降临。
In our church, we have the Holy Spirit.
第二个，因为有圣灵的引导，我们在看圣经都比较深入。
Through the guidance of Holy Spirit, we can see very deep into the scriptures.
那第三个，因为信仰很多体验，我们可以感受到神的爱。
And because of many experiences that we have, we can taste the love of God.
那因为圣灵常常浇灌，神的爱会充满在我们里面。
And because of the Holy Spirit, the love of God, abide in us.
所以真耶稣教会的信徒应该是比其他的人更能够改变，而且更能够很彻底的改变。
So as members of TJC, we should be able to make this transformation, more frequently and more completely.
使神的名得到更大的荣耀。
So that God's name may be magnified and glorified.
这个是我们的目标。
So this should be our common goal.
那这个也是我们在神面前的价值。
And this also is the evidence of our value before God.
就是一棵果树啊，你要买这棵果树，这棵果树都不会结果子，你买那个做什么
？If we buy a plant or a fruit tree that cannot bear fruit, then why buy it?
或者说结了一堆果子都是酸的，那你买这个做什么
？Or if this plant, this tree bears a lot of fruit, but it's all sour.
那如果说结很多果子。
So, but if the tree can be fruitful,
每个果子都是甜的
and every fruit is sweet,
这个就是这一棵果树的价值
then this tree is of great value.
所以主耶稣才说，这个果树不结果子要把它砍掉。
So Jesus said that if a tree does not bear fruit, just chop it down.
因为白占地图已经没有用了
because it takes up space and it is of no value.
所以信仰最重要就是在追求这里。
So our faith, it is important to seek after these two things.
跟神的性情有份，使生活真的有一个很实际上的表现。
To be partakers of His divine nature.
好，那这样结果子有什么好处
？So what are the benefits of being fruitful?
好，我们来看第八节，十五章第八节。
Chapter 15, verse 8. By this my Father is glorified, and you bear much fruit, so you will.Be my disciples.
所以说，多结果子，父就因此得荣耀，你们就是我的门徒。哦，父就得到荣耀。
It is so that our Father may be glorified.
当然，神得到荣耀方法很多。
There are many ways for God to be glorified.
瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，使人复活。
For the blind to see, for the lame to walk, for the dead to rise again.
这个都是神大有能力的表现。
These are many manifestations of God's work.
但是我们仔细想
，But if we think,
如果我们在一个公司上班
，if we are employed by our employer,
有什么时候我们能够显明这个荣耀？瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活，好像一生都没有发生过。
When can we perform these great miracles?Perhaps not in our lifetime.
但是我们每一天我们活在没有信的人面前。
But every day as we live among unbelievers.
我们的生活。
And how we carry ourselves.
到底在表现我们跟他们有什么不同
？And do we show that we live a different life?
这个就是神的荣耀。
So in this way, God can be glorified.
这个是信主呀，应该需要追求的。
So this is what we should seek as a true disciple.
好，那我们再看第十五章的第七节。
Verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and shall be done for you.
这里讲常在我里面，我也常在他里面，你们所愿意的祈求就给你们。这个地方讲如果我们常在主耶稣里面。祈求就给我们。
If we abide in Him, He will grant us our desires.
好，那再看十六节跟十七节。
Also verses 16 and 17. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit shall remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you.
这里说，叫你们果子长存，使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么，他就赐给你们。
that your fruit may remain, that whatever you ask, it may be given to you.
这个无论向父求什么，他就是给我们，就是表示祷告很有功效。
Whatever we ask, it may be given to you. It means that our prayer is very effective.
你跪下来祷告，神就听了。
You kneel down and pray, and God immediately listens to our prayer.
那为什么祷告这么有功效
？Why is it that our prayer can be effective？
因为我们常常结果子。
It is because that we are fruitful.
让神的名得荣耀。
And that we glorify God's name.
所以这个生活有改变的人呢，祷告。比较有功效。
So if we can transform our lives, our prayers will become more effective.
生活有改变，到表示他跟神的关系很亲近。
If we can change the way we live, then we can be closer to God.
他才能够变成新人。
And we can become a new man.
那祷告会比较有体验。
Then we can experience God in our prayer.
我们现在再来回来看十五章，约翰福音十五章。
In John 15,
十一节
，verse 11。These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, that you and your joy may be full. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you.
这个地方讲哈，我已经这些事我对你们说过，叫我的喜乐存在你心里，并叫你的喜乐可以满足。也就是说，前面这些事情啊，如果我们真的去做，我们的喜乐会充足。
And that is to say that these things, that is that the things that Jesus talked about prior to this, if we can do them, then we can be joyful.
当然我们人要修剪我们旧的想法、旧的观念、旧的生活、旧的个性，正在修剪的时候是很痛苦的。
In pruning and trimming our past and outdated ideas and concepts, this may be a painful process.
因为这个我要自我否定。
Because we need to deny ourselves.
过去这样想错的。
We need to confess of our wrong ideas in the past.
过去的生活方式是错的。
We need to confess that we our lifestyle in the past is wrong.
这个是内心是有一点痛苦的。
And so this might be a bit painful.
因为人总是不愿意承认错。
Because we often do not want to admit our wrong.
但是如果我们这样修剪过。
But if we have been pruned.
要常常跟神连在一起。
If we can be connected to God.
这里说，我们要主耶稣说要叫他的喜乐存在我们心里。
And here Jesus says that my joy will remain in you.
并叫你的喜乐可以满足。
So that your joy may be full.
满足就是百分之百。
And to be full means to be 100%.
所以一个多结果子的人哦，他的内心会充满。神的喜乐。
So one who is fruitful will be filled with the joy of God.
所以这个都是连带的。
So all these are interrelated.
那如果里面充满神的喜乐
，If we are full of God's joy，
那我们就发现我们对世界的快乐那个需求就越来越少。
And we realize that our desire for the worldly enjoyment will diminish.
因为你一个人就是能够吃多少东西，这个一定是限量的。
There's a limit to how much we can eat.
那如果这个吃了很多，那其他就吃不下了。
If we eat a lot of one type of food, then we cannot eat anything else.
那如果神充满了我们里面，神的喜乐充满在我们里面，我们对世界的快乐就没有欲望，因为我已经满足了。
If God's joy is filled and full within us, then we have no other desire for the worldly pleasures.
不是不可以，是不需要。
It is not that we cannot, but there's no need to pursue after the world.
我们已经满足了。
But we are already full.
我说我们已经满足了，你去拉斯维加斯要做什么？
If we are already full of joy, what is the point of going to Vegas?
那我们已经满足了。
If our joy is already full,
不会整天坐在电视上面了。
We will not be watching TV all day long.
因为心已经满足了。
Because our heart has been full.
也不需要，不是不可以。
There's no need. It is not that we cannot.
所以真正在追求多结果子的人，他的人生是喜乐的。
So one who is fruitful will find that their lives is full of joy.
他的人生是有价值的。
Their life is full of value.
他的人生是能够荣耀神的。
Their lives, through their lives, they can glorify God.
他的信仰是有很多体验的。
In their faith, they have many experiences.
因为祷告，神就要听。
Because when they pray, God listens.
我们再来看十五章。
In also continue in chapter 15.
十五节，请。
Verse 15. No longer do I call you servant. For a servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard from my Father, I made known to you.
如果一个人多结果子，
if we are fruitful,
主耶稣说，从今以后， 你就是我的朋友。
And God will call us friends.
哦，就是变成关系非常亲近了。
That we have very close relationship with God.
不是仆人，是朋友。
We are no longer servant, but rather friends.
哦，所以多结果子的人跟主耶稣变成朋友。
So if we can be fruitful, we are becoming friends of God.
朋友就是无所不谈了。
And as friends, we talk about everything.
我们跟在祷告中很相近，你什么都可以告诉他。
In prayer, we can feel this closeness with God.
那有时候神、圣灵会感动我们。
And God's Spirit will move us.
那祷告完，我们就觉得很轻松、很喜乐。
After the prayer, we feel very happy, very glad.
神知道我的困难。
God knows my difficulties.
神在带领我。
And God will guide me.
就不会觉得孤单。
We will not feel lonely.
所以，多结果子确实是好的。
So it is good to be fruitful.
但是要追求。
But we need to seek and pursue.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
425. 我们灵恩布道会快到了。
Spiritual convocation is near.
不到一个月。
Less than a month away.
所以我们最后特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
You know, pray especially for our upcoming convocation.
求主带领祝福我们的灵恩布道会。
May the Lord guide us and bless us in this event.
我们先来一起来祷告。
All kneel down and pray.